Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Monday, the 22nd of April. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. We are sponsored by Valenti Farms. Valenti Farms in Needham. Check out all of their annuals, perennials, shrubs, as well as food. They've got some great organic produce. I was over there this weekend, got some pansies. I got lemongrass. I got some other herbs. I like lemongrass. The one I had, I let it get too dry this winter in the house, and so it dried out. So I'm starting over. They grow pretty fast, though, so time to get going on that. What else did I get? I got some beets. I got some spinach. Been having a little trouble starting my own stuff, so it was good to have them around and get a lot of those veggies. And there's plenty there, and cool weather is going to abound this week, so you can put in your cool weather crops. Hold off on all the warm weather stuff, however. So today, sunshine up near 60 degrees this afternoon. A nice day. It's cold this morning. A little patchy frost late tonight. Temperatures back down near freezing. Back up near 60 tomorrow with sunshine. So today and tomorrow, pretty similar kind of days. Wednesday, a front approaches. It's cloudy. We're up near 60. Southerly wind. Noticeable, but no big deal. A few showers around the area into the evening on Wednesday night. Then we clear out and we get cold down into the 20s. Now, in terms of the peach crop, peaches can withstand where the blooms are right now, down to about 26. I think we'll be fine. I don't think we're going down to 25, 24, anything less than that. We'd have to be down at that level for, you know, over an hour to really damage the peach crop. Now, so if we're at 27, 28, 29, in those zones that are growing peaches, the farms away from the coastline, on Thursday morning, we should be fine. Now, for some reason, we got a lot colder, there'd be a problem. The winds Wednesday night are going to be blowing and keeping up all night, and that helps to stir the air around. And so we shouldn't get into that dangerous cold where we lose the crop. And the good news is, I think that's it. I think that, you know, could we have a blast in May? Yes, but I think it's less likely. I think this is probably the last frost, widespread anyway. And that comes again Thursday morning, then Friday. Well, we reach only the mid-50s on Thursday and Friday. We're up near 60 with sunshine. Right now, the weekend starts nice. I think there may be some showers the second half. Well, it's ways away. Let's wait and see what happens. If you're celebrating Passover tonight, have a great Passover. I'm looking forward to having my family over to the house, and we will do it all again tomorrow.